It's time for this week's Pine River Report with Marty Richards of Greater Richland Tourism. Marty, what's going on in the river this week?
Well, you know, the first thing we always say, kind of pay attention to the river levels. So we were dry there for a while, and now we've gotten a little bit of rain. Nothing too crazy. So that can change things. And when we have cleared areas that you're seeing, okay, I've got to go under a tree at this point, which we know there's two or three places like that, just be aware that water level might have changed from the last time we were there. So really to understand the condition of the river at this point, you know, we're a little early in the week here and kind of watch how the rains come. But I don't believe we're really forecast to get a ton of moisture. So should be good on the water levels. The section that most people really enjoy is that section from Rock Bridge to County D, that bridge on County D. That section's clear. If you want to go and really get a nice visual with the limestone, sandstone overhangs, really a nice gentle float, a little bit of paddling because you have to steer, that is really going to be an enjoyable trip. There's really no blockage throughout that whole way. We do know this week there were a couple folks that are experienced kayakers that went through that area and said, yep, not a problem. The next section we talk about is County D then, and so we're starting north to south from the County D landing to the State Highway 80 landing, so right there on State Highway 80. That area we believe to be passable as well. There is one section where we cleaned out what I affectionately call Treezilla because it literally was four trees after the flooding that were kind of hung up with each other. We were able to get some of that area cleared up to where, again, you can go under. There is an area to the right of that one that people could portage through if they needed to as well. So really, from Rock Bridge to State Highway 80 landing, that's pretty darn good. We feel quite confident. One of the fellas that's really putting a lot of work into this, Derek Warner, will be going through there again and kind of checking that out before the weekend. So we'll have a little more confidence in that at that time. Now, that section from County, or rather State Highway 80 down to County SR, I would probably avoid that until you hear differently. We really haven't had a good chance to get our eyes on that. That section could have a decent blockage. I know it did in the past, but we don't know what the flood did. So I think that's a good one. Let's start north. Let's for sure we know we can go to County D, the County D Bridge, and we'll be good. Or we can go from County D down to State Highway 80, and we're good there. But I'd avoid at this time from State Highway 80 to Bowens Mill because we're quite certain that area you would have to portage not just once but several times, and for really inexperienced or novice kayakers that's not always the most fun in the world. Then there is that section from Bowens Mill to North Park. We really haven't gone through that area yet, but again, Derek has mentioned he's going to do his best to get and go through that, let us know what it looks like. That area tends to stay clear. There aren't as many trees on the banks that we run into trouble. That area tends to be good. So I think for an experienced kayaker, that wouldn't be a problem to put in at Bowens Mill and then go down to Old Mill Pond Park or to North Park. Be aware, there is a tree, and a lot of folks from last year will remember this one. There is a tree that was another big one that we were struggling with, and we cleared it up. If the water level's low, you can go under it. Even I could make it under it. If the water level's a little bit higher, that could be a struggle. But on that one, there is a very easy portage to the left of that tree. So I think really from Rock Bridge down to State Highway 80 landing, you're good to go for the most part there. I think it's pretty comfortable for everybody. Then from the Bowens Mill to Old Mill Pond Park, that one is going to be quite comfortable as well, just depending on that one location. So
it's a holiday weekend coming up. It's a great weekend. If you haven't tried it, 13 Pines is a great place to start if you need some information, right?
Yeah, they've done a really nice job of helping out with getting things cleared. But then also with 13 Pines, what's nice, if you're a novice, you're coming and it's like, hey, I've not kayaked before. I don't have any of the items that I can use to go kayaking. They're a full outfitter. They'll have life preservers, paddles, kayaks. They'll get you to the start, pick you up where you're going to finish. They'll schedule it with you. You can call them, and the number always trips people up a little bit. It's 608 area code, but then it is 608-0932. So you can call them. They'll get you set up with, and also if you're somebody that comes into town and I've already got my kayak and I've got everything, I've kayaked quite a bit, but I need a little ferry or livery service just to get from point A to point B when I'm done. They can help you with that as well. They're happy to do that. So yeah, weather wise, you know, I think it's a little dicey here early, but then as we get into the weekend, it looks like that could be some nice weather for kayaking.
And any sightings of Sasquatch this year?
Well, the Pine River Yeti.
Oh, the Yeti.
So Sasquatch, he lives elsewhere from what I can tell. But the Pine River Yeti, we've seen markings. We have not seen him. So keep your eyes out. We would love to have some photographic evidence or video evidence. And you can just share that, greaterrichlandtourism.com, and let me know, because we may or may not pay a bounty for any video footage.
Markings Macaulay, maybe, or is it
Markings Macaulay? Yeah, okay. Is exactly what I'm referencing.
And now you know the rest of the story on the Pine River Report this week. Thanks, Marty.
You bet. Thank you, Phil.